Chapter 6. The Taj Mahal. I've always dreamed about visiting the Taj Mahal since I did a project on it at school. I couldn't believe that today I was finally going to see it. The guide sat with us at the entrance and told us the story of the Taj Mahal. The Muslim king, Shah Jahan, built the Red Fort in Delhi, he explained. Did you go there? Yes, we did, I answered. It was very impressive.
Well, if you think that's impressive, you'll be even more impressed today, continued the guide. Let me tell you the life story of Shah Jahan. When Shah Jahan was a 16-year-old prince, he met his future wife, Mumtaz Mahal, at the Meena Bazaar, a weekly market in the palace. He saw her selling sugar crystals and he picked up a piece and asked its price. The girl told him an astronomical price. He paid her immediately. She believed that he thought the sugar was a diamond and she laughed. When she laughed, her face became uncovered. As soon as he saw her face, he was determined to marry her. And they were married 4 years later, when he was 20 and she was 19. Mumtaz Mahal had 14 children, but only 4 boys and 3 girls lived. She died 4 years after Shah Jahan became king, during the birth of her 14th child. When the king heard his wife was dying, he ran to her side. Is there anything I can do for you? He asked her. Yes, she said. Promise me that you won't have any more children and that you'll build a tomb for me. The tomb must be so beautiful that it will remind future generations of the story of our love. The Shah kept both promises. It took 16 years to build the Taj Mahal of black marble, and another 5 years to complete the garden and the courtyard. 20,000 workers and master craftsmen worked on it. Some 1,500 elephants brought the enormous white marble blocks, and many bulls were used to bring the rest of the materials. Shah Jahan planned to build another Taj Mahal of black marble for himself across the river and connect them with 2 bridges, one white and the other black. But he did not manage to do this, because one day his youngest son led a rebellion against him and imprisoned him in his palace. He lived there for another 8 years. One morning, he was found dead, sitting on the balcony, his eyes staring at the Taj Mahal. He was buried beside his beloved queen in the amazing memorial that he built for her.
Jaya had tears in her eyes. I've heard this story many times, she explained, but every time I hear it, I cry again. I wanted to kiss her at this moment, but of course I didn't.
Now, I invite you to come and see this extraordinary wonder of the world, said the guide.
We walked into the gardens, and there it was, the most beautiful building I have ever seen, the Taj Mahal. You could see it twice, because it was also reflected in the water of the pool in front of it. It had an enormous white cupola in the middle, as big as the building below it, and minarets on the 4 corners of its base. Although it was an enormous stone building, we couldn't see anything behind it, so it looked two-dimensional. It was pure white and looked clean and new. The guide explained its color changes at different times of the day. In the morning it looks yellow, at sunset it's pink, and at midnight it's blue. After standing outside for a long time, we went into the building. The inside was all made of marble, decorated with precious stones of many colors in the shapes of flowers and leaves. The graves of Mumtaz and Shah Jahan were in the middle, but you could not really see them because a marble wall protected them.
"Because Muslim tradition does not allow graves to be decorated," explained the guide, "Mumtaz and Shah Jahan were buried in simple tombs with their faces turned towards Mecca. Thousands of Muslim artists were brought from Persia to do the artwork. The Shah built a special area for them to live, not far from the worksite. Even today, the families of these artists still live in the area and work with precious stones and marble."
After we left the building, we sat in the beautiful gardens for a while. Then we walked out together without saying a word.